Right, well, welcome to the, which will be the last of these meetings, and it looks like we've done a good job here, and we'll just go through the final details. Okay, all the minutes of the last meeting, we'll take those as read. Okay, the next thing we'll have a look at the prototypes and look at the evaluation criteria in finance, and then which is tied up with production, and then we can close. So if you'd like to present your proposals.
Okay, we basically have the same kind of layout here. It's just you hold it like this, and it gets kind of molded to the shape of your hand, basically. On the left, we've got the scroll for the volume. On the right, we have buttons for the channels up and down, and that kind of so you can hold it and scroll, you can hold it and push. This is the power key. It's kind of like the biggest, you know how to turn on. That's the little menu key. This is the infrared section, so you can, it'll be sending rays, and if you're, you know, pointing it like that, you can send it. Or if you hold it up like that, it'll send
Good,
it.
good.
We've got a microphone there, which for all the voice commands, you can, you know, talk to it like that, and it'll still kind of send. The logo is down there. And hers has the cover on it, and you can see, like, it just kind of goes, the red bit's the cover, and it kind of goes over everything, and then there's holes for the buttons to come through.
And so we figured it would be kind of, you know, a lightweight plastic, just kind of a light, nondescript gray, so that people will want to buy the covers. And then the covers will be that sort of rubbery material, like they make iPod covers, so they kind of just stretch over.
Show me age, I don't know what
Yeah,
iPod
well, I
covers
don't
are like.
either. But yeah, they're kind of, it's just kind of a rubbery, and that way, you know, spongy-like is something that people wanted. And it just sort of stretches over, and that way, I think probably helps protect it a little bit too, as well.
But it's also easier to put on versus like mobile covers. You actually have to screw them on and stuff, and you kind of sometimes have to get someone to do that for you. This is very much, you'd just be able to stretch
Kind
it
of
over
stretch it over.
yourself, and it'll be fine.
Okay,
And it
good.
will stay on, and then the buttons come through, and so, and then each one of them on the very end will have the logo with the yellow circle and the R on.
And that'll be on the covers as well.
I mean, it's a detailed point. I just wonder, I mean, how will people put these down, I wonder? Right. Okay. I decided for some strange reason I had it in my mind that they'd put them down vertically, but
Well, we could broaden it out a bit so it would stand like
No,
that.
because particularly if they're going to have it as a, you know, as a fashion item,
Yeah, having it
I mean,
standing.
it's just, I mean, it's just a minor detail point. As you say, you can just make the base a little bit bigger,
Yeah, we can
and
just widen it out.
and it just needs another logo somewhere. Is all. It just gives people the option, and if so, if they've got them, effectively, because we might actually have several lined up on the.
One for your stereo window.
We have to, if we just lengthen it, I guess, so it comes
Just
down to
kind
the
of
base of the hand and then flatten it
but
out.
no, the overall concept is
Somewhere like that.
No, I mean,
So it's just
absolutely
sort of.
We might have to
kind
lengthen it so it kind of your hand
of
still holds it
natural
and you
kind
have
of
it
idea looks
there.
more
Like
of a
that,
kind
like
of
that.
like a kind of maybe slightly like thinner. Kind of like that kind of looks more like a flower
But
plant.
but
More
no,
natural.
but the yeah the
But so it would be balanced.
I mean, it
The final
wouldn't
product would
do that
actually
indeed,
stand up.
these were all minor details. I think the basic concept is absolutely bang on, and it certainly meets our criteria of being looking different. So good, that's excellent. Right, let us. What's on the next one? Oh right, yes. Let's have a look at the finance. Now we're given a clear design brief. If I can get the spreadsheet up.
Yeah.
What's it got now?
The Maximax.
Oh, right. Uh-huh. Good. This is why we need to make these things simple, so that the boss can understand. Now, this is the company's costing for various aspects of design. And I've treated some of these slightly liberally, given the constraints placed on us. For instance, if they require us to have it in the corporate colours, then that is not a special colour, that's a standard colour. So we're just simply on batteries. The one decision I've had to make is that we will have to find a regular standard chip to do this with, and I'm certain that they are around, so that I don't think is a serious problem. The voice sensor is expensive, but we made a basic decision that was absolutely fundamental to the design, so that has to stay. And again, the shape of the case means that it's expensive to make because of the double curves. But on the other hand, because of our overall fashion concept, we should exceed the sales targets. It's simply made of plastic, so that's no problem. And just because the whole thing, the colour of the whole thing, that's there's some cost there. We haven't actually got a scroll wheel. We've got push buttons and a simple slider. So. And the buttons are I don't know the special colour. Anyway, the costings are coming at exactly on target at 12.5. But I think we have a very strong case to argue that what we've got is so innovative and different that any slight compromise we have to make on cost is offset by the concept of it being a fashion accessory and having the interchangeable covers. So if the management expect us to be technologically innovative, that they have to accept that we can't operate absolutely within the constraints that they give. So we present this as the company's the company's way forward, and I think we can argue that we have come in on budget. Okay. Does anybody want to Andrew? What do you want to say about?
The evaluation
where we're at.
The product or the project?
The product.
Well, my presentation just now.
Yeah.
Sure. Can I get that?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, clicks in the microphone.
Method of evaluation, testing the product, is to just see if it met all the criteria, all the conditions that we set out to solve from the point of view of the consumer and the management. So what I've been asked to do is on the whiteboard gauge our team response to these questions. On a scale, one being true and seven being false.
Seven being a nice round number to work.
Yeah. And then at the end, take an average.
One for true and seven for fillets.
Yes. So look at these questions. Is the device flashy and fashionable?
Well, I think
that's yeah, I think it's definitely a one.
Yeah. So also technologically innovative?
Yes, yeah. The voice yeah. Technology yeah. Indeed.
Yeah.
Easy to use?
I don't seem yeah. To have made it any easier.
suitable for the consumer? That was
totally.
Yeah,
I think it made we met all of the consumer.
Yeah.
Once.
Is it complicated?
No.
No.
Doing pretty well so far. functional.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Clearly found easily. I mean.
Built in the speech. Where are you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Take long to learn to use, shouldn't.
No, not at all.
And what else? The RSI compared to the current standards. Well.
Best button, so it must be.
It was a
natural effort. It is sort of the handle more ergonomically correct as well.
Yeah.
So,
will the device appeal to all age groups?
I think it will, older people who can't manage the buttons anyway will actually. Probably
yeah.
Like the voice bit.
Well, so. we had the data at the start saying that old people will be less likely to pay extra money, but the increased functionality, the ease of use of the device might make up for it.
I don't think we're actually charging a particular premium anyway.
I think it will tend to appeal more to younger age groups just because we have gone with the fashion focus and the younger people would be more conscious of that aspect of it. But I think it should still appeal on a certain level
appeal
to everybody.
For different reasons.
Yeah, I think it's just the simplicity of it. Not having to learn to program and not having million buttons.
Yeah. I think we can reasonably say it's another one. Why not?
Can you just click my mouse to move on to the next page? And what did we meet the manager?
In my interpretation of management instructions, it meets the requirement. It's television only. It's simple to use. It's within budget. Any minor points we argue. So I think we've done an amazing job in.
Well done, us.
Coming up with what?
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 divided by 11 is 1. So average of 1.
You need a calculator for that.
And that roughly concludes my evaluation of this.
Okay. The table. Right, do either of you want to say anything?
I don't think so. I mean, I think we worked well together and looked really at what the consumers wanted and what we were trying to make and, you know, seemed to discuss things pretty well and come to a group consensus.
Well, that's right. I mean, this slide here, I mean, satisfaction with room for creativity. Yeah. I mean, I think we've allowed ourselves as much creativity as the product allows. I won't comment on leadership, teamwork. I think everybody's worked pretty well together. We just about cope with a whiteboard and digital pens. I think the results speak for itself. New ideas found, again, given relatively everyday product.
Yeah.
I think we've very very effectively come up with a new approach. Are the costs within budget? Yes, is the project evaluated? We're all happy that it meets all the criteria. Thank you very much indeed.
Cool.
I think that's.
Yeah.
I think we can go for an early bath. So I call the meeting closed.
Okay.
Not sure how far ahead of schedule we were then.